Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 38 Special bringing us back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gene, what's your website?
CFOforRent.
CFOforRent.com. So check that out, folks. You can find your book there, right? Finance for the non-financial
manager. You can find
manager.
My book there. You can find a plethora of articles that are free for the taking.
So, folks,
all subjects.
When I talked about either get your financial house in order and start managing your business that way or clock in tomorrow, there's another option. You could buy Gene's book and let him teach you how to do this. Listen to the title, folks. Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That's you. That's the reason you need to get this book. Okay, Gene, we're talking about – let's give him an example of how – they can be smarter, be more effective, be more profitable, be more sustainable, actually not fail using the balance sheet.
Well, all right. Let's just talk about the balance sheet for a moment. So consider this. We have a balance sheet that has fixed assets on it. And fixed asset accounting is something that most small businesses don't even want to bother with. In fact, they actually give it to their CPA and say, when you file my tax return, you calculate my depreciation and you put it on my tax return. I don't want to think about it. Mm-hmm. They have no fixed asset records at all. So they get rid of an asset because it's old and they replace it with a new one, but they don't tell anybody because they're not doing any accounting for it.
Right.
So now you have a fixed asset record that has old asset and new asset on it, both. And so now come the end of the year, most governments charge a property tax. You're now paying property tax on an asset you no longer have.
Mm-hmm.
And because you haven't written that asset off, your profit is a little higher than it should be. You're paying more income tax than you should because of an asset you didn't have. So you're paying more taxes every year. You aren't doing that adequate accounting for that fixed asset. Just one example.
And that's just this is on your balance sheet, folks. It's not even on your operating statement, your P&L.
That's right. And the point is, it should be on your operating statement.
Now the loss needs to go over, right?
If you
got rid of an asset, of course. Now if you depreciated it and you got rid of it, then that's normal course.
But remember, if you're given all that depreciation accounting to your CPA, he doesn't know that asset has gone away.
Right.
He doesn't
know
how long you've used it. I mean, it's a crapshoot. And you're paying taxes on.
And they're not going to call you and say, okay, you still have this piece, you still have that piece, you still have this piece.
They do not. In fact, they do only enough accounting invariably to put a number on the tax return. That's their objective.
Right.
And so that's really a constant cost. I have never seen a client that didn't have problems in that area.
Now, the good news is with the new Section 179 laws, more and more of these assets are depreciated, are written off the first year, right?
A lot of them are. That's true. Yeah. So for the smallest companies that fit within the limits of that,
$500,000.
Yep. They eliminate the problem for sure.
Right. So if I have a computer, if I buy a $2,000 computer, and it lasts 2 years and I throw it away, I don't have to tell anybody because my accountant took that $2,000 in the first year.
That's true.
But if it's something else, like a piece of real estate or a truck.
Well, let's look at another example. Let's look at inventory.
Yeah.
A lot of companies don't have inventory, maintain inventory, but don't do a good job of controlling and eliminating inventory that's obsolete or missing or gone. Actually counting it, find out what's really there.
Yeah.
So here's another example. You've got inventory on your balance sheet. Therefore, it never gets to your P&L, but it isn't really there. So now, once again, you're paying property taxes, business license taxes.
Maybe income taxes.
And income taxes.
Because it can affect your bottom line if you don't manage the inventory properly, can it?
It absolutely. I mean,
both ways.
We know it.
You might have a deduction coming you didn't know about.
Well, that's the whole point. You know, there are so many things on the balance sheet that determine how much you pay in income tax, property tax, business license tax, that people are paying without realizing it because they don't want to take the time and effort to maintain a proper balance.
I used to know a guy who had a pretty good size inventory. He was a grizzled old operator, and so his accountant would say, "Okay, how much is your inventory?" He said, "I'll tell you that when you tell me how much taxes I'm going to have to pay."
Yeah, there is that for sure. The whole point, though, Jim, is if you're going to make tax planning decisions, you need to know what your reality is, and your reality is not just your P&L statement. A lot of it is buried in your balance sheet, and if you don't know what is in every line on your balance sheet, really in that line, not just carried over from some prior year, you're probably paying more to somebody, showing poorer performance or understated performance, which is the other side of it, all of which happens because you don't know what's on your balance sheet, you don't pay attention to it. It is just so interlinked with your income statement that...
So here's another way to think about this, Gene. What he's talking about, folks, is by degrees, not unlike you saying, let's just leave the cash register open and we'll take a break for 20 minutes, let people come and go, and maybe they won't steal anything. You know what I mean? Or let's just unlock the back door of the warehouse and leave it open overnight, and let's not worry about whether anybody will come in. This is your property. This is your money that you're wasting. You're throwing away. Maybe even all your hard work that you're doing is for naught because you're not managing your financials. Gene, am I saying anything wrong?
Nope, you're right. And what's worse about it, this isn't really customers who, while they're taken from you, might buy something.
Yeah.
This is the government taking money from you very often that you shouldn't have to give.
But you're also doing it to yourself.
Doing what they do.
You're shooting yourself in the foot. Gene Siciliano, and I'll be right back. CFO for Rent.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.